The Illinois High School Association plans to require basketball players to wear masks on the court if they are going to play this season. Most schools haven't decided if they'll play. Illinois State University exercise science professor Kristen Legale tells Eric Stock science doesn't yet have a clear picture on how manageable mask wearing is during high-intensity exercise.
I think my first thought with masks during exercise was that was going to be uncomfortable for a lot of people, and it might reduce the amount of physical activity that actually got done, which is, you know, not is the opposite direction that we want to go. We want people to be more physically active. So I think my first thought was concerned that it would prevent people from being physically active.
Do you think that's been the case, or have we learned to adjust, or maybe in some cases they're just deciding not to bother with it?
I think the mask issue itself has not been a problem because we've been allowed to be physically active without the mask, right? So the state guidelines are you need to wear a mask when you're not exercising, but when you are exercising, as long as you're socially distanced, you don't have to wear the mask. So the mask issue itself, I don't think has been preventative for physical activity. I think COVID maybe has.
And some of the data that you had shared suggests that masks, when used during resistance exercise, such as lifting weights, strength training, leads to reduced performance and higher perceived exertion, but seem to have less effect for aerobic exercise.
Right.
Would you expect the opposite to be true there?
I was a little surprised by that. I think the aerobic exercise piece just really hasn't been looked at for whatever reason. But yes, I would imagine that given the need for oxygen consumption during aerobic exercise, that perhaps mask would be more limiting during aerobic exercise than it would during resistance exercise.
Well, coaches resisted the idea at first about their athletes wearing masks, the ones that we've heard from, but several we've talked to since have said maybe they can do it. The players are getting used to it. The Illinois High School Association has added additional timeouts during games to help with the cardio response. Perhaps they accept it because they have no other option. If they want to play, they have to do it. But how easy of an adjustment do you think that would be for an athlete to have to wear a mask during their activity?
I personally don't think it would be an easy adjustment. But again, this is opinion. I think my personal experience is that it is uncomfortable to wear a mask, especially once the intensity of the exercise gets high. So I think it would depend upon what they're doing. You know, in a game situation, I think it could be super challenging in a variety of ways. It could be uncomfortable. It could increase the perceived exertion of the activity. I think it might be challenging to keep them on their faces. So, you know, what happens when you're in the middle of a intense play and the mask falls off? I don't know if that's been addressed or if there's concerns about that, but I could see it being challenging.
What advice would you have for parents who are not sure if their son or daughter playing basketball, a high intensity, close contact sport, is a wise choice for them? What should they be thinking about as they make that decision?
I would say tell your child that if it's uncomfortable, if they start to feel uncomfortable as the intensity of the exercise gets higher, to reduce their exercise intensity. So that's one thing I think might have to happen, is that the intensity of the activity might need to be lowered when wearing a mask for whatever reason. If it's perceived exertion, discomfort, whatever, I think we have to be prepared to decrease exercise intensity.
Would that be a message for the coaches? Because you're playing in an ultra-competitive environment.
Right.
They're not going to willingly dial it back themselves.
Right. Yes, I think potentially that's something to consider, because we don't want the players to feel discomfort, period, right? I think in any situation, if a player was feeling uncomfortable, I would hope that a coach would make sure that the intensity of the exercise or the exercise itself was stopped, right? You want to deal with its discomfort. So if that's an issue, then yes, coaches are going to need to be aware that they may have to stop or at least bring down the intensity of the activity. think that's a distinct possibility.
That is ISU exercise science professor Kristen Legale with Eric Stock. Legale suggests athletes bring extra masks with them because sweat makes them less effective. She says neck gaiters aren't a good alternative to masks because they can be difficult to keep in place during exercise.